Today we're going to speak about a famous tshuva, or really it's a series of tshuvos by the Rashba of Shlomo Ibn Aderes, about the study of secular studies. A little background to the tshuva. Initially, when the Rambam's Mishneh Torah reached France and Germany, the Ravid attacked it. Because of his style, the Rambam had made different categories. This is Mishneh Torah's Code of Jewish Law. There were no sources. At the same time, again, the Rambam lived between 1135 and 1204. So during the 12th century, so when the Mishneh Torah reaches France and Germany, it's attacked. Mayor Abu Lafia also attacks the Rambam's Mishneh Torah because of what he saw as a huge philosophical gap, that the Rambam did not include the belief of Tchiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, as a halakhic requirement. But again, Mayor Abu Lafia did not have a strong support. After the Rambam dies, the Mor Nevuchim, which is the Rambam's Guide to Perplexed, which is a work trying to reconcile Greek philosophy with Torah thought. So the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim reaches Ashkenazic Jewry. It's translated from Arabic to Hebrew. It reaches Ashkenazi Jewry. The controversy explodes around the year 1232. The Jews living under Christian rule had no connections to Greek thought. So the Rambam's attempt to reconcile Torah revelation with Greek rationalism was viewed as heresy. Rav Shlomo ben Avraham in Provence and his student Rabbeinu Yonah were horrified at the Rambam's approaches to the Torah, such that, for example, that some Torah texts could be viewed as allegory. They also argued that the supporters of the Rambam tended to be upper-class Jews who were less ritually observant. They received the support of the northern France Jewish communities who viewed Provence and Spanish Jewry's laxity of practice as an outcome of foreign influence, secular studies, science, and philosophy. The supporters of the Rambam viewed the objections of these rabbis as stemming from ignorance, superstition, and insular thinking. They banned the rabbis who banned the Rambam's works. The Radak, Rav David Kimchi, supported the pro-philosophy position, and the Ramban, the Gadol Hador of Spain in the 13th century, tries to foster a compromise. Eventually, in 1232, the Dominicans in France grabbed all of the those were Christian clergy, they grabbed all the copies of the Guide to the Perplexed and burnt them, saying it's heresy. The supporters of the Rambam accused those who were against the Rambam as being the informants, which led to the burning of the books of the Rambam. And this turned out bad because it gave the Christian clergy an opportunity to interfere in Jewish affairs. After this occurred, the burning of the books of the Rambam, both sides gave up on the controversy. Only 10 years later, the Talmud was burnt in the same square where the Guide to the Perplexed had been burnt. And again, some argue this is what happens when Christians interfere in Jewish affairs. Now, the controversy, though, did not end. It was postponed, and it blew up again at the end of the 13th century. The Jews of France and Germany turned more and more to Kabbalah, the work of the Sefer Hasidim, and rigid application of Jewish law. Abba Mari Astru Kayarchi of Lunil, at the end of the 13th century, turned to the Rashba in Barcelona for guidance on the rationalists' allegorical interpretations of the Torah, which he saw as heretical. And he felt it was because the community was studying secular philosophy, and it was leading them off the derech. And the Rashba wrote three tshuvos in Chelek Aleph, Simon, Tes, Tav, Tes Vav, Tav, Tes Zayin, and Tav, Yud Zayin. In the first tshuva to the Barcelona community, the Rambam writes, the Rashba, by the way, was the Gadol Hador in Spain at the time. He was a student of the Ramban. And this is all in 1305. And he writes in this tshuva, Leval Yomod Ish Mibnei Kalenu Besifrei HaYavanim, that no one from our community should study the books of the Greeks, Asher Chibru B'Chachmas HaTeva, that they composed through science, B'Chachmas HaLokus, whether or the thoughts, the study of divinity, Bein hamechubar and bilshonam bein shehutku b'lashon acher mayom bad chamishim shana. That you shouldn't study this, whether it was written in their language or was copied in a different language, for the next 50 years. Adi Yosef ben Chamesh Vesim Shana, until he's 25 years. So you shouldn't study secular philosophy until you're 25 years old. And also, Shelo Lilmod Ish Mibnei Kehilo Seinu as Echa Mibnei Yisrael B'chach Mal Sa'ilu Adi Yu Bnei Esim Chamesh Shana. You also shouldn't teach it to anyone until you're 25 years old. And the concern is, Pen Yimshichu Achach Mal Sa'ei Machreim V'yasiro Oso Me'acharei Toras Yisrael, lest these wisdoms will draw one away for the Torah Yisrael, shilamal min hachachmos ha'ela, because that is greater than these wisdoms. Yizeh b'mes yesh mevidei kfir ha'gemura, because this Greek wisdom has led to kfir ha'gemura, absolute heresy. And mizeh yinatzel b'mes kolom ha'Torah, and through this cherem, this ban of not studying until you're 25, will save those who are studying Torah. It should be noted that according to this, in this tshuva, he writes, "V'hotzeinu miklag zeraseinu chachmas harufuos." We've excluded from our decree the study of medicine, avbi shihi lekucha min hateva, even though it comes from study of science. And lefisha Torah nitna l'rishus l'rofei l'rapos, because the Torah allows doctors to heal. So study of medicine is excluded from the ban. You can study even if you're less than 25. And also notably, the works of the Rambam are not are excluded. In other words, even though perhaps some individuals had or believed in some heretical views, arguably based on their understandings of the Rambam, or maybe they twisted some of their understandings of the Rambam, the books of the Rambam were not banned. It was only Greek philosophy, Greek works, Greek studies, other than medicine. And again, this was in B'yom Shabbos B'parshas Eilat Dvarim Shnas Shishim V'Chamesh Liprat Ha'Elef HaChamishim. So this is 1305. This is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. What's the issue? The issue is the following. He details what he heard about the some of these people who read these Greek works, what they believed. And he writes to the third tshuva a whole bunch of assertions they make. Number one, Kimi Breishis on Matan Torah Kol Mashal. They say that from Breishis until Matan Torah, it's all a parable. V'avram v'sara chomer v'tzur and Avram and Sara are matter and form. Shemasar b'nei Yaakov, Shemasar mazalos. The 12 sons of Yaakov were 12 constellations. The four kings who fought the five kings in Parshas Lech Lecha are really the four elements of wind, fire, air, and water, and the five senses. And then ki b'mitzvah shalchu yadayim lomar ki urim v'turim mehem malachas ha'atz Torlab, that they say that the Urim V'Tumim are really like this astronomical instrument called the astrolab, and they say that lo yiru ledaber gam b'moshe limor chas hashem kinimus b'omram b'omrim ein tar min hashemayim brak nimusim v'hanagol shasa Moshe. They claim that Moshe did not receive Torah from Shemayim, from heaven. He simply came up with a lot of these principles, practices, laws, customs. And even one of them said, "Mara Moshe lesor sachazir." They're wondering, "Kamat mia?" There was one person darshan in public. Why did Moshe see fit to forbid pork? Imachmas roa echuto, hachacham lo motzu bo roa echut kolkach. It's because it was bad quality. It doesn't seem to be the case. It seems that pork is healthy. And then he writes that some people thought that tefillin is not really. The theory about tefillin is only allegorical, that it's about the brain and the heart. You have to think about God, the brain and the heart. And they deny miracles, and they say that anyone who studies just the Torah and doesn't cite Greek wisdom are nechsha b'neim, kesus, keper, v'chamor. They're like an animal. They're primitive. So essentially, like in other words, Torah study without wisdom is primitive. Essentially, the Rashba was told that many of these people who studied Greek wisdom and became more assimilated, and they had these philosophic interpretations where they allegorized mitzvos. They believed Torah is not from heaven. They had a utilitarian interpretation of any mitzvos. They allegorized tefillin. At the end of the 13th century, traditional Jews viewed the upper classes as sinning heretics and blamed secular studies, philosophy, science, and metaphysics as the cause of their downfall. The truth is, they even quote the Rambam. The Rambam, in his Sefer, writes that anyone who contradicts the Torah, he says that anyone who doesn't believe that the Torah is not true, if they don't believe the Torah is true, then they are heretics. And so he brings the Rambam, his Mishnah Torah, which essentially takes this position, or in a sefer. I'm not sure. I don't think it was the Mishnah Torah, but basically he brings the Rambam, who says you have to believe in that the Torah is true and it came from Hashem. And if you don't, you're a heretic. And this tshuva by the Rashba, where as a result of this, he bans the study of Greek philosophy until the age of 25, it raises the question, at what point do we say another position is wrong or is illegitimate? The Rashba felt in this case that the study of secular philosophy, Greek wisdom, led people astray so much so that they did not observe halacha anymore. In truth, the Rashba didn't want to split the Jewish community. So he actually asked he spoke to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, who had fled from Germany to Spain. So the Rashba was like Gadol number one, Rosh was Gadol number two. And they worked out this compromise. And that's where they came up with this ban against anyone under the age of 25 who studied any secular science or metaphysics. But as I mentioned, medicine and Jewish philosophical and scientific works were permitted. Now, what happened as a result of this, in response to this? So the Jews of northern France included scientific studies and the more nevuchim within the ban, and they enforced a 25-year-old limit. The liberal French party now replied with a decree excommunicating the excommunicators. And the situation was becoming intolerable when, in 1306, an external calamity overtook the Jews of France. Jews were expelled from France, including Provence, southern France, where this whole controversy erupted. And thus, it destroyed the communities where the heart of the controversy lay. But the reason why this tshuva is very important is because it addresses the following question. When is a position incorrect? And when is it outside our tent? And when should we fight it with all of our might? The Rashba felt that's not simply studying secular studies is wrong, but when it leads to heretical beliefs, when it leads to a belief that we could allegorize the Torah and the mitzvos to such an extent, then that is beyond the pale. And it's always the question, when do we say something is wrong, I disagree with it, or when it's beyond the pale? And this was a time where the Rashba felt that the study of Greek wisdom at this point with these people was simply beyond the pale.